I've gotten letters from Vietnam, from India, mm-hmm. from Germany. Some boy that wrote me. And in some instances, I can't even place the boy. Isn't that funny? Because I've taken so many, I don't remember them all. If I would see him, oh sure, I knew that kid, I used to take him to the ranch. But you don't see a person for 10 or 15 years, you forget about him. And I've gotten letters. I got a letter from a little boy in Germany. A little boy, he's 25 years old. And he said that I used to take him hunting. And that when I taught him to shoot, he learned the right way.
Coffee and there wasn't any ready. You'd say
you had to go. Brew some coffee or make it.
Okay.
We usually use the word make.
And something that people eat for breakfast
is
made out of
ground up corn. Grits?
Okay. What about something that's made out of corn, but
just
the whole kernel of corn?
That's
been soaked in.
How many?
Mm-hmm. People eat those around here
much? Not too much. They don't eat grits here very much. I know about grits from Louisiana and from East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And a hominy is used in what they call pozole. It's made with tripe and red chili, and then they put the whole grain corn in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called pozole.
Mm-hmm. Sam. If there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
Let's do it.
Did you ever say me and you have to do it?
You and I and me and you.
What's that?
It used to be that it was me and you was correct. Now the kids come from school and they say it's me and I, or you and I.
Which would you say, probably?
I'd say me and you, or you and me.
Uh-huh. What if you're talking about some man in yourself? You'd say...
He and I.
And you'd say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say, it's...
It's me.
And if it was a man, you'd say, it's... At the door, you'd say, it's...
It's me?
Well, I mean... If you say, was that Jim at the door, you say, yeah, that was.
That's who it was.
Uh-huh. Did you say that was him or that was
that
he?
That was him or that's who it was.
Huh?
That's who it was or that was him.
And if it's a woman, you say that was.
She.
And if there's two people.
It was them.
And talking about how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as.
As I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And he can do that better than...
I can.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Mine.
And I say, that's not mine, that's...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Ours.
And to them...
It's theirs.
And to him...
His.
And to her...
Hers.
And if there's a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope...
Y'all come back?
Okay.
See you again soon. See you tomorrow.
Did you ever use the word y'all with just one person?
Yes, a lot of times. A lot of people do.
How do you use the word y'all?
Y'all be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I know I use it when the kids are here. Come on, y'all be quiet. I'm just here by myself. Well, be quiet then.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the six of you. Usually that's what I'll... Use the you all to impress him. I think that there's lots of people in there making noise.
But it doesn't sound
proper.